Wiggins America.
I'm sorry to tell you right now, but this is a sad segment. This is not a happy segment. It's got several stories in it, and they're all sad. And they're not goofy stories. Let's start with Spencer Pratt. This is a sad story. It's actually kind of a make you mad story because California and this LA mayoral race. So last week I did my Saturday morning Wiggins America show. I was talking about Spencer Pratt and how it's going to be a Pratt summer and all this stuff. By the time we got to Sunday night, that analysis was completely wrong and ridiculous. That's how fast that changed over the weekend. But anyway, now we're to this weekend. And Spencer Pratt is looking like he's not going to be a part of that L.A. mayoral race at all. Suddenly, we have this second candidate, the third candidate at first, who is another Democrat. So Karen Bass and then Rahman and Spencer Pratt. Rahman is this outsider Democrat, sort of, or whatever she's trying to be, who's wants to take on Karen Bass in the primary. So the top two go on. Now, you probably already know this. Spencer Pratt was one of those, and he's the guy who's the much more Republican, and he wouldn't even say Republican. He's like common sense. We're just trying to get needles out of playgrounds, that kind of guy. He has now fallen below the threshold to be the second candidate, so he wouldn't be on if it ended right now, and it looks like it will be this way. He will not be on the ballot come the general election in November, or is it August? I can't remember. It's one of those. It's in the fall. But anyway, it was going to be a Spencer Pratt summer. Maybe it still will be because this story is so ridiculous. But they just keep counting ballots. I mean, the election was, 2 weeks ago? And they just keep counting and just keep counting. And they go, oh, lo and behold, the two Democrats just keep gaining votes. Mainly this other one, because Karen Bass was already going to make it. So this other one, she just keeps gaining. Rahman. I was looking into this a little bit. Elon Musk, who certainly knows statistics and numbers and how to gauge these things, says this is straight up fraud. And one of the main reasons that he's giving for that, so without going into all the analysis, is that Nithya Rahman has even lost her own district. So the district she won to be on the committee, the city council or whatever it's called there, she's not even winning her own district. And yet we're supposed to believe that she, who was polling at about 20 to 23%, is going to end up with 40% of the vote. That's statistically very strange. And so, of course, people are going, this is fraud. This is people waiting until they see the actual totals and then bringing in all the late votes to make who they want win. Obviously, that's what people are saying, because you can do that in California. Amazingly, you can't do that in a lot of places or a lot of states. And you don't have that problem in those states and those places, but you do there in L.A. So I'm going to take a different approach here and say, you can say fraud all you want. You can bring up the statistics. And I think that's very important to do, that we continue to look at that and talk about that. But let's say it's all on the up and up. Hypothetically, let's say there is not any, or at least statistically, any fraudulent votes that actually were a part of this. That it actually was just a very late breaking vote for Rahman or Rahman, and all these mail-ins are legit, and it's just breaking that way. And that CNN and Dana Bash, who are telling us to not worry about this, that this is correct, that they're actually right. Let's say that, okay? Well, then you need to fix your freaking crappy system that makes everybody distrust it. If you want to have trust in elections and have integrity, and why do people question all the time? Democrats say this. Why do Republicans always question these things? They need to bring evidence. And they need to stop questioning everything all the time. And when they do question it, like Donald Trump did in 2020, we're going to prosecute them. We're going to try to make sure they shut up. One way that you could actually gain people's trust is to change your broken and crappy machine to where it didn't invite those questions. And guess what? There are examples of ways to do that all over the country. And you choose not to do it because maybe you want the fraud. But again, in this scenario that I'm projecting here, you don't want fraud. You are on the up and up, and this election was on the up and up. And I'm going to presume that you, as a Democrat, are also on the up and up, and you want fair elections. Then fix your stupid, crappy system so that people don't have to ask these questions. Look at Florida. Florida can give you the results of their election in one day. One day for one of the most populous states in the entire union. It's actually less than a day most of the time. It's usually by election night. They have something like 98% of their votes all counted, and there's very little question. And if there is a question, then they have a lawsuit and they look at those individual issues. And you know why they're able to count that quick? Because their system's better. It's not just that they're more competent. It's that they run a competent system. Their laws make more sense so that that can happen, so that people can trust it. Because guess what? Democrats still win some elections in Florida. And you know what they don't do when they lose? They don't really question it because they know it's a competent system. LA, you have less population. You are a huge city, but you have less population than the state of Florida, and you can't figure it out for over a month. Did you know that? They don't have to certify their elections in LA until July. The election happened in early June. That's over a month for them to have whatever happen in there. So fix your stupid system so that people don't have to claim that there might be fraud if you think that there isn't fraud, which you keep telling us through your voices in the media. All right. That went longer than I was expecting. So I was going to give you several sad stories, but instead, I'm just going to give you that one sad story, and we'll come back with another sad story. This is not the way to keep people listening. I know that, but it's a good story. So we'll be right back.